Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Chasing the Boogeyman by Richard Chismar. Published by Hodder & Staunton in 2021, today's book is about a serial killer, a small town, and a young writer. It's 1988 and Richard Chismar, yes, the story is told by the writer themselves, but more about that later. Richard Chismar is a college graduate who's moved back home with his parents while he establishes his horror fiction magazine and saves up for his wedding. He's back in the small town of Edgewood in Maryland, an all-American town of barbecues, church, and kids roaming free on bikes. Until one night, a 15-year-old girl is kidnapped from her bedroom and murdered in the nearby woods. The small town is of course horrified and traumatised, and the carefree community is now in terror. The police begin an investigation, and Richard is morbidly intrigued. In his curiosity, he gets in touch with an old friend, Carly, who's now a journalist at the local paper. But then Richard finds himself being questioned by police. And then another girl goes missing, killed in the same way, and the locals begin to tell stories of a man wandering the streets wearing a mask, a man they've started to call the Boogeyman. But is the Boogeyman something otherworldly, or is there a serial killer living among them in Edgewood? Can the police, or Richard and Carly, find the truth before another girl goes missing? Chasing the Boogeyman is a serial killer story set in the 1980s but told in a unique way. The writer is telling the story from a first-person perspective, as though he himself was there, and this is the account of what happened at the time. The book also includes photographs of the town and the people involved. And it includes a new foreword, updating the story 30 years on. Chasing the Boogeyman is a kind of fictional true crime, and to be doubly sure that the reader understands this, the first page reminds us that this is a work of fiction. While some of the characters are real people, including the writer's family, and the town of Edgewood is a real place. But putting aside the interesting structure of the book, it's also a compelling read, as the crimes continue and Richard and Carly try to find clues alongside, and sometimes at odds, with the police. It's also about a love of place and hometowns, and the death of innocence. Edgewood to Richard was a magically fun place to grow up, but now at 19 years old, neighbours are wary of each other and they're locking their doors at night. And of course, Chasing the Boogeyman is about evil and violence and the fear of each other and of course, any outsiders. And how evil can live right next door to us, even in the most idyllic and normal of places. So if you like true crime told slant, small town America, serial killers and curious young college graduates, I recommend Chasing the Boogeyman by Richard Chismar. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.